Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And man, we just keep rolling and rocking and rolling in so many ways through 2021. But this really hit me hard, the topic you have today, because I consider him a mentor of mine, even though I never met him, the person who passed away as a talk show host.
Yeah, Neil. Larry King's name is synonymous with CNN, and he was vital to the network's ascent. Everyone wanted to be on Larry King Live. Larry understood human triumph and frailty equally well and discussed it on his show frequently. As an interviewer, Larry was not an in-your-face type of a guy. He opened the door with a question and let his guests be the star. And it, with profound sadness that Aura Media announced the death of their co-founder, host, and friend, Larry King, who passed away Saturday morning at the age of 87 at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. And this came from a tweet that was shared on Larry's Twitter account. For 63 years and across the platforms of radio, television, and digital media, Larry's 60,000 interviews, awards, and global acclaim stand as a testament to his unique and lasting talent as a broadcaster. Although the cause of death was not given, Larry's death comes weeks after his hospitalization due to COVID-19. Larry was on my show as a guest many years ago when he had about 35,000 interviews under his belt, and I only had 150. As a new radio broadcaster, I could have felt very intimidated by the difference in our levels of experience, but Larry put me at ease immediately. He told me about the significant hurt that he had felt when his Brooklyn Dodgers left for Los Angeles. He told me about how his mission in life was to raise his four boys. I asked Larry, with his limited formal education, how he became one of the smartest people in the world. He said, "If I am, it's because I ask more questions than anyone else in the world, and I listen to the answers." During my career so far, I have interviewed and produced shows for 980 authors. I was in the process of getting Larry to do my 1,000th show when I heard of his untimely death. I hate the fact that I will not be able to bring to my listening audience another episode of an interview with Larry King. In so many ways, he was my mentor. 20 years ago in 2002, Larry and I co-authored a book, Share Your Mission. I still have a few copies of that book, which is available postage paid for $20. If you want a copy, please send an email to me at wynn@wynnhenderson.com. And when you have a chance, please go over to my free podcast. The link is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N. There are no caps and no spaces. My website is www.revwynnhendersonmd.com. And Neil, that's what I have today, talking about my mentor, Larry King.
Powerful. And his memory for me is that when I first started as a radio host at a college radio station, they said what made Larry King so successful is he did not want to know a lot about the guest. He just wanted to know their specific area, and he wanted to listen to them, and follow-up questions were the most important thing that Larry would like to bring to the table. He wanted to learn from the guest, not know everything before the interview happened. And he's just one of the best interviewers in the business, and he'll be sorely missed. And when I appreciate that, and this is a great one to have come out tomorrow on the show. And thanks again for the opportunity to share.
Thank you, Neil.
All right. You're listening to Neil Haley Show, Samuelscast with Freedom from Addiction. Take care, guys.